This is KUT. Today, we're going to continue our series called The Buck Starts Here. KUT and our City Hall reporting partner, the Austin Monitor, are looking at the needs that have typically been paid for by the state, but have become local responsibilities. Some call them unfunded mandates. Today, roads. We hear it all the time. Austin's growing too fast, and we don't have enough housing or roads for the people already here. To accommodate an influx of cars, there are new lanes being added to several of the region's major highways. But as KUT's Terrence Henry reports, there's no such thing as a free ride. And to understand why, it helps to do a little time traveling.
You may or may not know this, but there's a huge milestone coming up later this year, on October 21st, at 4:29 p.m. to be exact. That's the day we officially catch up with this.
2015? I mean, we're in the future!
This is the day Marty McFly, his girlfriend Jennifer, and Doc Brown arrived at in the film Back to the Future 2. The movie came out in 1989, and some of the predictions about our now present day turned out to be true. Keyless entry to your home, drones, smartwatches. Sadly, some predictions haven't come true.
Little girl, stop! Look, I need to borrow your...
Hoverboard?
He's on a hoverboard!
Hey, forget flying skateboards. We were promised flying cars.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Well, it's 2015, and in Austin, it turns out we do need roads. At rush hour on most workdays, you'll see bumper-to-bumper traffic on our major freeways. So, how did we get here? Was there a plan to handle all of our traffic growth?
I hate to say it this way, but I will. The plan was, if we don't build it, they won't come.
Randy Machimel is a transportation professor at UT Austin. He says the decisions Austin didn't make over the years have caught up with us.
And so we really didn't build a freeway system. It was our decision, city decision. So we're a little deficient in capacity.
Now, there are examples of what could have happened if we did build a huge freeway system. Look at Dallas or Houston. But if Austin wasn't going to do a lot of roads, maybe it could have gone the direction Portland, Oregon did. Invest in mass transit, bike infrastructure, and dense housing. That didn't happen here either. Instead, Austin's policies have made it attractive and cheaper for people to live further and further away from the urban core. And that creates more and more traffic. Maybe you've had someone who lives in the suburbs, and they've said, hey, why don't we just add some lanes on I-35? Or why can't we just double the size of MOPAC?
It's probably not feasible to do that from an economic, social, political, environmental point of view. Probably can't do it. So it's not really an option.
To see what is an option, all you have to do is drive down North MOPAC. All around you, you'll see construction. Yes, these are new lanes being added to one of the region's busiest highways.
Well, we're on the Enfield Road, Loop 1 MOPAC intersection. So what we're looking at right now is probably about 6,000 to 8,000 car an hour traffic right now.
Mike Heiligenstein is executive director with the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority, or CTRMA. It's a regional planning group formed by Travis and Williamson counties a little over a decade ago to help plan and build a regional transportation network. He's showing me around what they're calling the MOPAC Improvement Project. It's adding one lane in each direction, from the freeway's northern end to Lady Bird Lake. There's a plan to do the same thing on the southern side of MOPAC, adding two lanes in each direction there. But these lanes won't be part of the regular traffic we're looking at today. They will be tolled.
It is a lane that is variably priced based on the amount of demand. The metric is that you want to try and keep the traffic moving at 50 miles an hour any time of the day, including 5 o'clock.
50 miles an hour during rush hour on MOPAC sounds pretty sweet, and I know what you're thinking right about now. Why can't they just add a lane but make it free?
That lane that we add non-tolled would be just like the others within 6 months. So you would gain nothing. You would gain a little bit more capacity, but you wouldn't gain any reliability.
And that's true for other Austin highways as well. Simply add a regular lane or two, and they'll fill up like the rest of them because it encourages more drivers to get on the road. Soon, you end up right where you started. MOPAC is just one of many projects in and around Austin that will likely add tolled lanes in the coming decades. Planning or construction is in the works for more tolled lanes on South MOPAC, 71, 183, even I-35. By 2040, if all goes according to plan, nearly half of the highway miles in the region will be tolled in one form or another. And not everyone likes that.
No one likes tolls. I don't like tolls.
That's Austin Mayor Steve Adler.
You know, we all want our roads to be free and available to everyone. At this point, you know, the federal government and the state government are not giving us a lot of options.
The reason why Austin doesn't get much help from the state or federal government for new lanes and roads is mostly a financial one, which is another reason why most of the new roads and lanes are going to be tolled. Road construction and maintenance costs have become more and more difficult to cover, with a limited pot of state and federal money. Gas taxes aren't going up, even though cars are getting more and more miles to the gallon, and at the same time, road construction costs keep going up. So, the thinking goes, if the roads won't pay for themselves, have the people that drive on the roads pay for them.
It's a pretty fair system.
Again, Randy Mockamel with UT.
I think we can pride ourselves on doing a pretty good job of financing transportation infrastructure through user fees. We've pretty much always done that. And that's true for the highway system. Gasoline tax is the primary source of those funds. And if you don't have a car and don't buy gasoline, you don't pay the tax.
The price for these new express toll lanes will rise and fall based on demand. And there's no cap on how high the tolls could theoretically go. Critics of this kind of tolling call them Lexus lanes, because few people can afford to pay, say, $10 each way every time they get on Mopac. But the planners behind the project say that's ignoring the fact that you can ride on the new lanes for free. If you're on the bus, that is. The express toll lanes, like the ones on North Mopac, and likely to be proposed for South Mopac, I-35 and 183 as well, are free for transit and vanpool riders. Again, Mayor Steve Adler.
My hope is that people who are sitting in traffic will watch these buses blowing past them, and some of those people will think about actually getting on that bus and make the traffic move more quickly in the lanes that they just left.
Sure, it may not be the traffic-free future that Back to the Future promised.
1.21 gigawatts!
But without flying cars, or a major change in how road construction is funded, it's at least better than staying stuck in the past. Terrence Henry, KT News.